And finally today, new music from singer-songwriter Ne-Yo. He has a new album out, his first since 2018. It's called Self-Explanatory. We wanted to hear more about the album, so we called music writer Keithan Samuels. He's the editor-in-chief of Rated R&B, and we asked about a few standout tracks.
So Handle Me Gently, I think when I first heard the album, that song immediately stuck out to me. Right now, it's probably one of my favorite songs off the album. You know, it just takes me back to the early 90s, the New Jack Swing era. And what I really love about this song overall is how it flows, kind of like this gentle breeze. On the song, he's singing about, you know, his desire to stay in this relationship with his partner, although he recognizes that he hasn't been the very best, and he's just willing to do whatever he needs to do to keep the relationship afloat. And I really feel like this song definitely needs single treatment. It sounds so radio friendly. And again, it's one of my favorite songs off the album. And I really wanna see you happy. I really wanna see you secure. Confident in your sexy. I know you don't feel that with me anymore. Don't Love Me. This song sounds just like a classic Ne-Yo record from his early years. It's so raw and honest. And, you know, on the song, what I appreciate is, you know, he's not in the right space to be in this committed relationship, but instead of leading his partner on, he knows that deep down, he wants the best for her. He wants her to be happy. And so he's communicating this to her. So in the second verse, he kind of owns up to some of his faults and gives some examples of what he has been doing. And he delivers it in this Roddy Ricch sort of cadence, specifically Roddy's The Box. And I really like how he kind of switches up the flow in the second verse. And again, Ne-Yo does really well with breakup records. That's his bread and butter. Although he's really good at other subject matters too, but he really hones in on these breakup records, and Don't Love Me is another example of that. Last night's name came up conversation. They were telling me you found love in a new location. And I swear my mind went to... So What If is sort of this reflective song where Ne-Yo looks back on his relationship and he wonders how things would be if they didn't let go. And I really love the contrast between the bluesy lyrics with the dance-friendly production. I've always loved sad songs that still evoke this feeling of happiness through the production, and I think What If does that. Again, it hears Ne-Yo in this dance pop arena that's still rooted in R&B. And we've heard him do it before on songs like Closer. So this is definitely one of my favorites as well.
That was music critic Keith and Samuels discussing Ne-Yo's latest album, Self-Explanatory. It's out now.